I've been looking at the proposal to integrate generative AI tools across our content and marketing departments, and frankly, I have some serious reservations. My main concern is the homogenization of our brand voice. If we start relying on these models for our primary drafts, we risk losing the creative edge that actually differentiates us from our competitors. Plus, there's the massive legal gray area regarding copyright, who actually owns the output if it's based on a scraped dataset.
I understand the caution, but we're currently spending 40 hours a week on repetitive tasks like SEO meta descriptions and internal memo drafting. Our competitors are already using these tools to cut their production time in half. If we don't adopt this technology now, we aren't preserving our edge. We're just becoming obsolete. It's not about replacing the writers. It's about removing the grunt work, so they can focus on high-level strategy.
That sounds good in theory, but in practice, removing grunt work usually leads to budget cuts and smaller teams. I'm also worried about data security. Are we feeding our proprietary client data into a public model just to save a few hours of typing?
You both have valid points, and I think the solution lies in a closed-loop implementation. Instead of using public open-access tools, we should invest in a private enterprise-grade AI instance that doesn't train on our data. We then establish a strict human-in-the-loop policy. AI can generate the foundational structure or the first draft, but the final 30% of the work, the nuance, the fact-checking, and the brand soul, must be done by a human editor.
A private instance would certainly solve the security and copyright issues I was worried about. It gives us the speed without the risk.
If we explicitly frame this as an augmentation tool rather than a replacement and keep the data in-house, I can support a pilot program. It balances the efficiency we need with the creative integrity I'm fighting for.